sister. I'm gonna sail along in a
Dear Someone by Lila Downs, performing in our Democracy Now! Studio. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Armed only with a camera. That's the name of a new HBO documentary about the filmmaker Brent Renaud. He was the first Western journalist killed by Russian soldiers in Ukraine in 2022. At the time, Brent was in Ukraine filming refugees for a documentary series. The Peabody Award-winning filmmaker was 50 years old. At the time of his death, he was with photographer Juan Arredondo, who was shot and wounded in that same attack. Brent Renaud is a longtime filmmaker who'd reported across the globe, including in Colombia, Mexico, Egypt, Somalia, Iraq, Libya, Haiti, China, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Much of his work was done with his brother and filmmaking partner, Craig Renaud. Craig's the director and producer of this new film. This is the trailer. It begins with the Renaud brothers appearing on Democracy Now! We're joined by the Renaud brothers. Arkansas filmmakers.
Brent, let's go.
Okay.
No, let's get out of here.
When Brent told me that he wanted to be a documentary filmmaker, I followed my older brother to the most dangerous places in the world.
They're locking in on us.
We've just got some breaking news. Brent Renaud, an American photojournalist, has been killed.
Brent lost his life documenting the horrors of the battlefield in Ukraine.
The work that he was doing, the bravery with which he did it.
My name is Brent Renaud. This is my brother, Craig. Besides my brother, I struggle to make friends. Autism tells you very little about a person. I can be calm as a Zen monk in a disaster zone.
Soldiers over there.
But the cocktail party in Brooklyn was absolutely terrifying.
Brent was very intense and quiet.
Did you put the cameras down?
Yeah. He filmed on the front line of conflicts all around the world. But what he cared about the most were the people caught in the middle.
Describe what you see.
There are no terrorists here, only civilians.
What is your name?
My name is Brent.
The way you hold that camera, what you're doing it from your heart.
The trailer to the new HBO film, Armed Only with a Camera, The Life and Death of Brent Renaud, directed by Brent's brother, Craig. And this is an excerpt of Craig describing the moment when he heard from Juan Arredondo that Brent had been shot.
So he just kept repeating it. You know, we've been shot, we've been shot, we've been shot. And he, you know, and I said, where's Brent? And he said, he's been shot, too. I've been pulled away into a separate vehicle. He's still there. And I said, where was he shot? And I said, did he have his vest on? And he said, yes. And then I said, was he shot in the vest or the face? And Juan paused. He didn't answer me. And I knew right then Brent was gone.
That's from Armed Only with a Camera, The Life and Death of Brent Renaud. And that's Brent's brother, Craig, director of the HBO film. Both colleagues of ours at Democracy Now! When we all were working at DCTV, at Downtown Community Television. We're also joined by the journalist Juan Arredondo, who was shot in that attack that killed Brent. Juan's also one of the film's producers. Craig and Juan, welcome back to Democracy Now! It's great to have you with us, but terrible under the circumstances, though this is truly, this film is such a monument to your brother. Talk about the title, Armed Only with a Camera. And what happened exactly to Brent? And Juan, of course, weigh in because you were critically injured on March 13th, 2022.
Well, when Brent's funeral took place, there was a eulogy given by our mentor, John Alpert, the founder of the Downtown Community Television Center, where he talked about Brent walking into these conflicts armed only with a camera. And that just felt very fitting for what Brent did. You know, he went to all the places around the world that you named, and only with a camera, trying to get to civilians caught in the crossfire.
And Juan, can you describe that day?
Yes, I may. We were, that was a Sunday, March 13th, and we were outside of Kiev. We were going to Irpin. We wanted to get some footage of the people that were being evacuated from the outskirts of Kiev and being evacuated to the west. And that morning we had gone through several checkpoints, and when we got to the border between Kiev and Irpin, there's a very famous bridge there that had already been bombed. At that point we got out of our car and we walked, trying to get to see these refugees being evacuated. And maybe 40 minutes into our walk, a car stopped by to know where we were trying to head to. And we said we were going to between Irpin and Bucha. And we got in the car. I sat in the back of the car. Brent sat in the front. And maybe 15 minutes into the ride, we were ambushed. We were attacked by Russian troops. I remember from the corner of my eye, I can see from the window, from the trenches, two soldiers, but the one closer to the road had an AK-47. And it aimed the AK-47 to our car, and I yelled we were getting shot. I ducked and tried to get some protection on the bottom of the car. And then the driver made a U-turn and put us in the crossfires of this, what we think is a handful of Russian troops. And maybe it felt like an hour, but it must have been maybe a couple of minutes. And the car broke down. And when I finally got up from the floor, I could see Brent bleeding and with a big wound on his neck. I was shot on my back, and the car stopped. We took Brent out of the car, laid him on the ground, and by that time I was bleeding and fainting. Another car came. They had a relay system of every 15 minutes come in to evacuate civilians. And so the driver made the decision of thinking, well, the worst that can happen is wait 15 minutes. Luckily for me, 5 minutes passed, and then the car took me and evacuated me. Brent, at that point, we believe, was already dead.
And Craig, you and your brother had talked about what to do if anything happened to either of you while covering a war zone. What did you discuss, and what made you decide to make this film?
Yeah, we'd had that conversation many times. I remember in Iraq, we were heading into Iraq with the Arkansas National Guard, and the contractors had just been hung from a bridge in Fallujah, and the soldiers around us were scared about heading into Iraq. We were going to be passing right through Fallujah, and I remember having that conversation with Brent. You know, what if one of us are killed, or what if one of us are kidnapped? And the conversation was always that we keep filming and we keep documenting, you know, what we're there to do, which is to tell the story of these conflicts.
You're, of course, from Arkansas, the two of you, from Little Rock.
Yeah, we are.
I wanted to go to another clip from your film, Armed Only with a Camera. Brent Renaud is speaking to a Ukrainian woman whose house has just been bombed by Russia.
This doesn't look good.
Destruction. We're just looking at destruction as the woman looks at her apartment and about looks at the building. And we see Brent taking pictures.
Were you here when the bomb hit?
Yes, we were here on the second floor. On the other side, there were three explosions. Everything crashed down. The front door blown off. I can't explain it. We are very scared.
Talk, Juan, about what you're trying to capture there and when this was. And also what, I mean, you are contemporaries, your colleagues, but what you feel Brent taught you.
So this is in a city about an hour away from Kiev. It's called Sotomir. And we were there because in our way to Kiev, we had seen some bombing happening. That is an apartment complex near a military base. What we were finding through our trip through Ukraine is that the bombings were not very accurate. They were hitting a lot of civilian houses, civilian complexes, and also hitting buses, the train stations. And so what we were trying to do is to witness what was happening there at the moment, trying to get the voices from the people who are being affected by this invasion in Ukraine. And this is perhaps maybe about the sixth or fifth year that I was working with Brent and Craig. And graciously, they took me under their wing. Brent took me under his wing to teach me and to also work together in telling these stories. As a photojournalist, I always wanted to expand a little more into documentary filmmaking. And then Brent and Craig were gracious enough to bring me along. And so that's what we were trying to do then.
And Craig, could you talk some more about the way your brother carried himself as a journalist in these different places? You have clips from his time in Iraq, in Honduras, Somalia, Haiti, including the U.S. in Chicago, where he covered gang violence and its impact and the victims of gang violence.
Well, we learned from John Alpert, you know, one of the best verite documentary filmmakers that there is. And we started going to war zones with John soon after 9/11. And our approach was always pretty simple. You know, we just wanted to get to people and give them a voice and use our cameras to do that and document and put a human face to these, to the conflicts that were taking place.
Speaking of a human face, another clip from Armed Only with a Camera shows Brent talking to a 16-year-old teenager from Honduras.
Imagine being 16 years old, leaving home on your own, and trying to make it all the way from Honduras to the United States.
Anthony, there's all these dangers. This is not the normal kind of thing for a kid like you to be doing.
No tengo padre, no tengo ni mamá tampoco.
I don't have a father or mother.
Pues desde como de los 10 años me crié, yo me anduve.
I've been alone since I was 10.
La verdad, pues me han gustado estos caminos y quisiera.
I'd like to make this journey to the north to start a new family, God willing.
Anthony, be careful, okay? Well, we hope to see you again.
There's Craig, totally amazing in Honduras. Craig, who when he was talking to a Somalian severely injured in Somalia, the man said to him the way that Brent carried himself as a journalist, that he was holding a camera with his heart. Brent, who in as an adult was diagnosed with autism, being on the spectrum, Craig, what you want people to take away from this film and how you lived with him, even in his death, by making this film?
Yeah, you know, we just wanted people to understand Brent's compassion. You know, he was a very compassionate person. And when he was going to war zones, it was never about just trying to get to the front lines and cover conflict or soldiers shooting at each other. He wanted to humanize the people that were there. And that moment in Somalia was so powerful because he was documenting one of the worst car bombs in Somalia's history in a hospital. And this man who was severely burned from the car bomb is watching Brent from across the room, calls him over and just says, "I can see you filming from the heart, and that means a lot." And he said, "You and I, we can change the world if we believe it."
And Juan, you were wounded with Brent as Brent lay dying. You grew up in Colombia. You lost your father, killed by drug cartels in Colombia. Your final message to people who watch this film tonight, premiering on HBO?
I think one of the takeaways is to hopefully people understand and appreciate the work that we do as journalists. As more and more we're seeing attacks on our colleagues around the world, I hope that one of the messages that they take from this documentary is that the close inside portrait of a brother, a family, and the loved ones, what they go through when they lose a journalist, and what we lose in our democracy is what we lose when we lose a journalist. So hopefully that's what people will take away from this.
And one of the most poignant moments at the end, when people are holding up pictures of journalists around the world who have died, particularly in Gaza, in that other conflict right now, where over 250 journalists have been killed. I want to thank you both for being with us, Juan Arredondo, Craig Renaud. Craig is the director of Armed Only with a Camera, The Life and Death of Brent Renaud. Juan, the producer. It premieres tonight on HBO. And that does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Happy birthday, Robbie.